Well, thank you for joining us for a missions update from Lancaster Baptist Church. I'm delighted to welcome today Dr. Kevin Folger, my dear friend and one of our keynote speakers for the World Impact Conference this week here at Lancaster Baptist Church. Dr. Folger, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Chappell. It's been a wonderful joy to be here and to be a part of the conference. We've been excited. God's doing some great things.
Amen. I think we have 25 missionaries with us. Yeah. And I don't know about you, one of the things that has really blessed my heart has been solid young missionaries that are just going everywhere from Africa to Central America to India. It's just been a thrill to see that.
It's exciting. And I'm sure for your, from your perspective, these young men that have and young ladies been trained here at West Coast, now going out and joining others who've already graduated, that's got to be a special thrill for you.
You know, it really is. One of the young men last night said, I've been in Honduras for 20 years and I've started 8 churches. And I thought, is that possible? It just made me feel old, but what a blessing. It truly is a blessing.
Yeah.
And last night to hear from a young man who came to our college from Australia and now is going back to plant a church was a thrill also.
Yeah. And really articulates the message well and has his doctrine straight and loves the Lord and
praise God.
I'm sure he's going to do a great job.
Amen. Well, of course, we've had the privilege of working together for a great spiritual and missions endeavor, Spiritual Leadership Conference Asia. And thank you for your role as the North American director. And of course, there's three aspects to Spiritual Leadership Asia. There's the conferences, there's the Bible distribution, and there's the training of national pastors.
Sure.
And you've had a huge part in all of those. And I'd like you to take a minute, and why don't we start with number three,
okay,
the national pastors,
sure,
and kind of tell some of our friends what we're doing through Spiritual Leadership Asia to help pastors from the Philippines who are going into the rest of Asia.
Sure. So the whole thought behind the national pastors is to find men who are living very, very economically.
Yeah.
They're not Americans. They're living at the level of a national. And many of them are living on next to nothing.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to be the people that came alongside and just handed them a bunch of money, but we want to have a part in their life.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is we're raising $50 a month per national. And right now, I think we're currently closing on 100 that we support monthly.
Amen.
And they're scattered across that 1040 window. Some of them are Filipinos, but some of them are nationals that the Filipinos have won, and they're vetted. And we get reports knowing that that money's being used wisely and they're doing a job.
So I think a lot of people may not be aware of the fact that the American mission agencies, for the most part, do not endorse and support national missionaries from other countries. And there's probably some wisdom in that. However, when you see the momentum from Asia to the world, you really want to help those folks over there.
Right. Well, I think, you know, and because we've had the opportunity, you and I have had the opportunity to be on the ground over there, a lot of people have this idea that the American missionary is the answer to it all. And while America plays a part in missions, and we need more missionaries, there's no question about that. The key to reaching the 1040 window is the national pastor.
Yeah, there's no question. And like you said, they're acclimated to the climate, to the culture. They're better with language oftentimes. And so we're glad that through Spiritual Leadership Asia, we can continue to support these pastors. The second area that I wanted you to talk about today is the Bible distribution.
Sure.
And this really got birthed during COVID.
Yes.
As we were like, all right, what else can we do while we're here?
Yeah.
And why don't you bring us up to date on,
sure,
how the Lord's blessing that?
So the Bible Project is a project, of course, that was just, again, God just kind of stirred into people's hearts, and it's been pretty phenomenal. We've had two phases now. We're in the second phase. We've raised nearly $400,000. Brother Naranjan, who's our Asian director, his dream and vision is that we get a Bible in every home in Asia.
Amen.
And we would love to do that, but it's going to take a lot of money. So we've raised about $400,000 thus far. We're closing in to get started on the third phase, but we must have, it's just not raising money. We've got to have a network of guys to get those Bibles into the country and then distribute it.
Yeah.
Because there's no sense in raising money and get a bunch of Bibles sitting in a warehouse. They're not,
right,
doing any good.
Yeah.
So Naranjan's very thorough about that. And so anybody that gives money every dollar that's raised for Bibles goes to Bibles Amen. And the distribution of them. So,
and you mentioned Naranjan Sundaraj, who formerly was with American Express during his career, but now has given his life to reaching souls in Asia. And he is our Asian director. We just got off the phone with him a moment ago, and very strategic in helping us identify partners to distribute these Bibles. And a lot of the Bibles, obviously, are going to the pastors we're training in the conferences. Sure. And so there's a ton of synergy happening here with helping the church planters, getting Bibles to the church planters. And then, of course, the spiritual leadership conferences. And that's really where this was born. I remember when you came to me after the spiritual leadership conference about 4 or 5 years ago and said, I just want to be more involved. And I was so glad that we were able to begin journeying together, because the conferences to date have had an anointing of God where we had pastors from over 60 nations this past spring in Manila, and training for several days, crowds up to 10,000 Christian workers singing How Great Thou Art and other great songs. It's hard to get over what God has done. But the great thing he's doing in those conferences is calling men, and men and women that are surrendering to these mission fields. And if you want to be a part of something that is seeing men and women called and then focusing on equipping through the conferences and through partner Bible colleges and then getting Bibles to them and helping them get to the field, we're not the one-stop answer in the sense of every amount of funding or every hour of training. We would not assume that. But we definitely are coming alongside and partnering with people throughout the 1040 window to make an impact. And that's what Spiritual Leadership Asia is all about. And if you have opportunity to visit our website, or if you'd like to be a part of supporting the Bible Project or the conferences or the national pastors, you can visit the website. Support checks can be sent right here to Lancaster Baptist Church, and just specify Spiritual Leadership Asia, and we'll get these funds where you designate. But this is really not about the funds only. It's about an opportunity to say God is still working.
Amen.
And men are still surrendering. Bibles are still being printed, and the Word of God is still being preached. Brother Folger, as you think about this past conference in March, what are some things that kind of stand out to you?
Well, I think for anyone who would travel across the ocean to visit this conference, they could not walk away and not be impacted deeply by what they sense. From this perspective, I think, of the national, they're just so excited because a lot of these folks, they sold stuff to come. I mean, they didn't have the resources. They sacrificed to get there.
Yeah.
And then when they got there, many of them have never been in a room of more than 20 or 25 Christians, and to walk in a room that's filled with other believers and realizing, hey, what I'm a part of, while, in comparison to maybe some other things, seems small, it's larger than I think.
Yeah.
And God is doing greater things. And they leave there inspired to go back and make a huge difference.
Amen.
Where God's called them. So that's impressive to me. And then the pastors that come, we mentioned a pastor earlier in our conversation who came. He really wasn't a participant. He just came to attend. And went back to his church and said, look, we need to have a part in what God is doing. And every week in their Sunday school, they're raising money for the Bibles for Asia, which is so encouraging.
Amen.
So God's doing some great things. And I say to people all the time, I said, the epicenter where God is moving right now in missions is Asia.
That's right.
And it's been a stronghold of Satan too long. And I believe that God is breaking those shackles and is allowing great things to happen there. And we're very grateful. So,
now, Brother Folger, you pastored the Cleveland Baptist Church for how many years?
Well, a total of 41 years there, but the last 24 years I was the pastor, senior pastor.
So 41 years in local church ministry, and you know that if we don't train up new laborers, the work doesn't go forward. And we are so thankful to have a part in the Asian harvest, because there's a great momentum of God there. And we'd like for you, if you would please, to begin praying for the 1040 window. And I'm going to have Dr. Folger share with you something that he has instituted as a reminder to pray for the 1040 window.
Sure. So I have on my hand a wristband, and then we've had made up, and it says, pray for the 1040 at 1040. And so I had the opportunity to have a homeschool mom who really kind of kind of put that thought in my mind. She came up and she said, you know, I'm a homeschool mother. She said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop my homeschooling every day at 10:40, set our alarm. And when we stop, we're going to pray for the 10:40 window.
So amen.
We've encouraged others to do that. And again, we encourage you as well. If you can join us at 10:40 praying for God for the harvest field of Asia at 10:40.
And they do that at 10:40 a.m. or p.m.?
Yes, sir. If you can stay up that late.
Yeah, some of us are night owls. So, but pray for the 10:40 window. Billions of people who need the gospel. Yes. And we just want God to use us together to get the gospel while we have time. You know, Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Mm-hmm. And I know even this week from our church and especially from West Coast Baptist College, there have been young people say, here am I, Lord, send me. And we want to get behind them and help them to get the gospel out. If you would like to participate in Spiritual Leadership Conference 2025, I want you to mark down March the 3rd through the 7th, 2025. Now, that may sound like a long ways away, but in case you haven't checked, 2024 is a few days away. So we're looking at an opportunity coming up March the 3rd through the 7th, 2025, Spiritual Leadership Asia will be held at the SMX Center in Manila. And we're already praying and trusting God to continue to move forward his word and his work in the 10:40 window. Thank you for taking time to hear about Spiritual Leadership Asia. And we trust that God will help all of us to strive together for the gospel of Jesus Christ.